Gotta keep on dancing and prancing, grooving, keep on moving, flying, stop your crying, choosing while you're cruising. Music is the answer.
Music certainly does seem to be the answer, specifically electronic dance music, which has taken over pop culture at a rampant pace. I'm Mike McDermott.
And I'm Sean O'Hare
for WRPR News. EDM is composed of a wide variety of DJs and producers. We sat down with students Danielle Rotondo, Dave Drucker, and Paul Ensman and asked them just who their favorites were.
Although EDM has been prominent in Europe for the better part of 20 years, it has just recently made its way across the Atlantic Ocean and onto our doorstep.
We caught up with Ben Neal, a professor at Ramapo College who teaches a course called DJ Culture, in an effort to better understand this growing musical trend.
It has taken more than 20 years for EDM to rise to prominence here in the US, so one may ask themselves, what has sparked this sudden appeal in electronic dance music?
After obtaining other EDM fans' opinions, it seems as though Ben Neal was correct in his accurate description.
The explosive growth of EDM festivals would prove that these sentiments are shared by millions across the country, as renowned festivals such as the Electric Daisy Carnival, Ultra Music Festival, and Electric Zoo have seen attendance and revenue skyrocket over the past few years. The 2012 Electric Daisy Las Vegas Festival's attendance increased by over 30% as compared to 2011, while Ultra Music Festival has seen an attendance growth of more than 200% since its first show in 2005. And Electric Zoo's attendance has spiked almost four times the amount of attendees since its inaugural show in 2009.
Ben Neal believes that this rise in mass appeal of EDM is due in large part to this new age of technology that the world now relies on as part of their everyday routine. Like the rock and roll revolution of the 1960s, EDM has exploded onto the scene in a relatively short time span, leading many to believe that the sky's the limit for this genre.
Insane is one way to describe this overwhelming craze that has swept the nation, while others describe it as
Ben Neal may have said it best with his description. Inevitable may be the most appropriate description for this growing genre, seeing as rock and roll legend Jim Morrison prophesied an electronic movement in music as early as 1969.
It might rely heavily on electronics, tapes. I can kind of envision maybe one person with a lot of machines, tapes, and electronic setups, singing or speaking and using machines.
For WRPR News, I'm Sean O'Hare.
And I'm Mike McDermott.
House music.